football on off the ball.
Michael Duffy is, he's one of the best players that there has ever been probably in the League of Ireland. And at the moment, I'd say this last 2 years, 3 years even, he's just evergreen.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
You're listening to Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show. Yeah!
All right, we're turning to Gaelic games. Delighted to say the Galway and Kilcairn Clonburn footballer Niamh Dively is on the line. Morning, Niamh.
Morning.
Thanks, Millie, for jumping on. Second Team of the Year award in a row.
Yeah, it's a nice achievement. It's nice to top off the year with something like that. But I think we got the main thing last December.
Yeah. And the fifth in a row.
Yeah. We're delighted. It's the stuff of dreams. I don't think you realise how big it is till maybe a few months later and you're looking back on it.
Yeah. It's incredible, really. Even in terms of the Team of the Year, Niamh, the club had 8 players on it last year. 2 more this time around, 5 Club All-Irelands in a row. What is in the water in Clonburn?
I don't know. I think we're lucky we got just a few groups of girls that came all together. We mightn't see another team like this for years and years, but hopefully it'll inspire to keep it going and get a good football tradition down in Clonburn and Kilcairn.
It's insane. Like, obviously, success was a long time coming, and then you said, like, and your sisters included, obviously, there was a golden generation, I think it's fair enough to say, and it feels like that's not going anywhere, certainly for results to go by. A small parish of less than 400 people, am I right?
Yeah. We're 2 half parishes. We've 1 parish priest, so, tiny. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, 400 people, and then the pick of the club must be a fraction of that. How does that success come about?
I think it's hard work from underage up. I know Willie Ward was involved with the same group of girls from under 10 all the way up, and getting people involved young. And I think
it reminds me a little bit of the Kilkenny hurlers, and even like when you talk to them and you try to, I remember asking one of them a few years ago, I'll reveal him, Tommy Welch, one of the greatest hurlers of all time, and I was looking after the hurling in her own club, and I got on to him and I said, listen, tell us what drills you're doing down there for the under 8s or under 9s or whatever it was at the time. And he said, oh, listen, the best thing you can do with them at that age is keep the bootlaces tied. I think his point was, like, there isn't any great secret sauce, but equally, what is going on at underage? Is it just that there's that desire? You mentioned Willie Ward, obviously your own dad, obviously involved as well through the years.
Yeah, I think at underage, it's just keeping players involved. I think we're lucky that there isn't that much else. There's no other sports that they can play. It's you either play Gaelic football or you don't play sport. So keeping players involved at underage, it definitely helps when the senior team gets successful because younger players want to play and they see us winning. I think just keeping that interest there is a big thing.
Was that the case for you growing up? Obviously, Olivia and Siobhan in the house, I think they're a little bit older than you are, and I've read some quotes about them where it feels like they were maybe a little bit more protective of you rather than sort of helping you to learn the hard way.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been really playing with them at all at underage. It was only when I got a little bit older. Because I could see them, they were playing with Galway and you were going to their games and stuff. So it definitely helps to keep you interested and keep you playing.
Yeah. And also seeing them like up close in terms of the commitment that's required. I presume that like there's an aspect of that as well. And a demonstration that, listen, Niamh, this is the path in here.
Because it's huge commitment. You're going away to club in autumn time and then you're maybe with Galway in summertime or early in the year. So it is, it's all year. So you have to be able to see it from someone else to nearly make the decision whether you want to give that commitment or not. But it helps when there is somebody else in the house that you're looking at and you see them making the commitment as well.
How big is that commitment, Niamh? I played professional sport for 15 years, so I got paid Obviously, I come from a GA background as well in Tipperary. Our game was hurling, but sometimes we forget, you know, in the men's game, in the women's game, the commitment and the dedication that's required to play at the level you've played at and the achievements you get. What's it like for you and the amount of commitment that you and your sisters and your other teammates who've been so successful? It's a phenomenal story. Mm. What's that commitment look like from week to week?
I think for us, we do 3 pitch sessions and then 2 gym sessions. Usually collective, I'm not in Galway, so I wouldn't be at the collective sessions, but for the gym. But then even outside that, you've got, you're committed to football, so you lose out in the social aspect, missing out on things with friends. It's more than just the showing up to training. It's everything else you miss out on, I think, outside that. That's maybe bigger, or it means more.
You've had to throw your lot in with Crokes from a training point of view, is that right?
Sorry?
Have you been training with Chemical Crokes, is that right?
No, so I'm still in college, so we're actually still going with college football at the moment. So I've been training with them.
Okay. And getting down whenever you can. The Croke Park experience, Niamh, you might talk to us about it a little bit, because obviously it's been like an incredible thing for you over the years, but it's not all been great stuff either. Obviously, it was 24 was your breakthrough year, is that right?
With Galway, yes.
Yeah, with Galway, yeah. And then obviously, you know, as we get into the final and the Kerry story, but having, I suppose maybe I haven't had that side of it, does it help you appreciate, I know you know, like the 5 in a row, for example, or how special days like that are to be there, particularly alongside your 2 sisters?
Yeah, I think Croke Park is very different based on whether you win or lose. When we win with club, it's the best place ever, but it's a really, really big pitch when you're losing and it's going against you. I think I was lucky to have some experience being in Croke Park before the All-Ireland, but with Intercounty, it's such a different experience. It's so much bigger. There's so much more people there. So it's still different, but any experience there is definitely helpful.
Yeah, and what's the thought going forward, and even in terms of yourself? I know, like personally, obviously, Olivia was heavily linked, I think, with Australia, possibly went down there at some point to have a kick a few tires, I think, is how they look at that a number of years ago. What are your own personal ambitions now going forward?
I won't be going anywhere until I finish college anyways. But after that, I don't know. It's kind of take a year by year, see how you feel at the end of the year, whether you want a break for a little while or to go travelling or something. But I definitely see myself going travelling at some stage, but I don't know when exactly that would be.
Yeah, just because, like, maybe coming back to Quinny's point, there is that bit of, you see, often see it with just the demands that are on players, that it's quite an intense thing, and it feels like there's maybe a better conversation now around, like, player welfare and that thing of, listen, I'm going to, you know, take a year out. You see,
a little bit of a release.
Well, Derek Hanavan at the minute has gone to Australia for a year just to let the, by all accounts, from listening to his manager the other week, like, it was to let a bit of steam off, in the sense of been in this pressure cooker and all the attention that comes with it. Like, it feels like the game's in a good place now, Niamh, for people. Like, it's not such a dramatic thing anymore that somebody might want to take a month or a year out.
Yeah, it's needed. I think sometimes when you're in a setup, when you're involved with that's Galway or club, it's the biggest thing in the world at the time, and you don't really see anything outside of it. So taking a year out, going travelling, even a few months. I know we took a month off after club, and a lot of girls went away and whatnot. It's more so a reset. And I think that every player nearly comes back better from it than just keeping going when you're not able.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about the bucket list in the sense of, I'm sure Galway and the All-Ireland is there on that list somewhere along the line. So you might talk to us a little bit about that, as well as, like, how do you keep the motivation going for, like, a 5 in a row is such in has such a mystique about it in a GA sense, and that's been done, obviously, on the club side. So how do you keep that motivation going, I suppose?
I think it's, we don't want to lose. It's, we keep each other going. Like, I wouldn't lose for the girl beside me, I vice versa. I think that's what keeps you going. And it's also, once you get the taste of winning, you don't want anything else. You don't want to be on the other side of it, because you're going to lose at some point, so you might as well try and keep going as long as you can. With Galway, you know, we've been chasing it for a few years now. We went on the verge of Dublin last year and getting to the All-Ireland the year before. So an All-Ireland for Galway would be huge this year, and it's definitely something that's very high up there on the bucket list.
What's your preferred position? I looking at the team, the Divilies are half forwards, midfield,
they're
half backs, and you yourself have been a little bit all over the place at times as well. You're, I think, in the team of the year possibly at left wing back, but what's your preferred spot?
In half back line.
Okay.
Sometimes I venture up to the forwards, but I prefer being held back a little bit.
Yeah. And I know, obviously, you've a Connor Cup final as well coming up next week.
Yeah, next Saturday. Tomorrow week.
Okay.
So that's huge for us. We've never got to an O'Connor Cup final before, so really looking forward to that.
Well, listen, continued success. I presume there's some relation of, given the size of the parish and the surname, John Divilly.
No, he's actually the other family.
Okay.
The other Divilies.
There we go. Brilliant to chat to you. Congrats again on the team alongside Olivia and Siobhan, the LGFA and AIB Club Championship Team of the Year for the second year running. Continued success, Niamh. We'll catch up with you down the track.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, Niamh.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.